The words of God given to us today are Acts chapter 13, verse 4 to 12.
신약성경 209쪽입니다.
Allow me to read. The two of them, sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogue. John was with them as their helper. They traveled through the whole island until they came to Paphos. There they met a Jewish sorcerer and false prophet named Bar-Jesus, who was attendant of the proconsul Sergio Paulus. The proconsul, an intelligent man, sent him Barnabas and Paul because he wanted to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul from the faith. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Elymas and said, "You are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? Now the hand of the Lord is against you. You are going to be blind, and for a time you will be unable to see the light of the sun." Immediately mist and darkness came over him, and he groped about, seeing someone to believe by the hand. In order to serve as a channel through which the love and life of God and life spread to the world, Barnabas and Paul arrived in Salamis, an eastern port city of Cyprus Island. There they visited Jewish synagogues and proclaimed the word of God. Today, what we would like to think carefully about is becoming a channel of God's love and life. What does it mean to be more specific? Does it mean proclaiming God's word wherever they go? The meaning includes, of course, preaching the word of God. But preaching itself is not the only evidence of becoming the channel of God's love and life. It is because for the purpose of personal ambition, desire, and benefit, people can use God's word if they really want to. Upon Philip's request to show him the Father God, Jesus replied as follows. Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves." Jesus said that he is in the Father and the Father is in him. Therefore, anyone who has seen him has seen the Father. It was because his life as a whole was to be a pathway to show the Father to the world. If Jesus had not come to this world, man would never know about how enormous God's love is to save them from the bridle of sins and death. Being born in a dirty barn of animal, brought up as a poor Galilean, died as a sacrifice on the cross to redeem man from sins and resurrected from death and ascended to heaven on the third day of death, his whole life through his every action and moment showed the love and life of God thoroughly.
그것이 가능할 수 있었던
것. What made him possible for that was because God was in him and he was in God as well.
하늘에 계신 아버지께서 이 땅에 오신 예수님 안에 거하시고.
Regarding the words that the Father was in Jesus and Jesus was in God, it means that Jesus, who came to this world in man's shape, was in one body of God in heaven. What does that mean exactly then? That means Jesus had the heart of the Father and lived a life in just the way the Father felt.
만약 제가
If, for instance, I lived a life in my wife's shoes, in every thought and action, and vice versa, although me and my wife have two different bodies respectively, it is just like that I am in my wife, and my wife is in me. Then people can see me through the life of my wife, and the opposite is true too. Like this, as Jesus had the same feeling of the Father, God, and lived a life in just the way the Father felt in every detail, people was able to see the invisible God through him. For Christians, living as a channel of love and life of God means to live with the same feeling of God, modeling after the Lord Jesus. In today's scripture text, we can confirm this fact as follows.
6절에서 7절 상반절을 보시겠습니다. 온 섬 가운데로
They traveled through the whole island until they came to Paphos. There, they met a Jewish sorcerer and false prophet named Bar-Jesus, who was an attendant of the proconsul Sergius Paulus. Barnabas and Paul left from their last port of call, Salamis of Cyprus Island, and headed to a west port, Paphos, 180 kilometers away from there. In Paphos, there was a residence of Roman governor who ruled the island of Cyprus. By the way, the name of governor at that time happened to be Sergius Paulus, like Paul, who visited the place. When they visited, Barnabas and Paul met a Jewish sorcerer, Bar-Jesus, who was very close to the governor. The word magus, translated for sorcerer, means an expert, magician, shaman, astrologer, dream reader, and so on. That is to say, Bar-Jesus was like a fortune teller practicing sorcery. But the scripture calls him a false prophet. How false the man he was! He called himself Bar-Jesus. Bar-Jesus means son of Joshua. A Hebrew name for Savior in Joshua's Greek version is Jesus. Therefore, he's the man who called himself son of Savior, naming the Savior Jesus. In Korea, There are many shamans and fortune tellers who call themselves teacher so-and-so.
이 한심한 거짓 선지자 점쟁이를 자기 측근으로
But he was the man far much serious than they are.
좀 모자라는 사람이라고 생각.
The governor Sergius Paulus, who had the hopeless sorcerer as a close associate, seems to be very unusual or stupid at a glance. Come to think of it, however, there are so many famous fortune tellers booming successfully in this age of high technology today.
선거 때가 되면 점쟁이들의 집은 문전성시를 이루게 됩니다. 미국에서는 점성술사의
In the United States, there was once a president who arranged his daily schedule according to the advice of fortune teller. Likely, this is commonly seen in every corner of the world that among many successful people, the greater their success is, the more fortune teller or astrologers are booming. From this point of view, Sergius Paulus, who had sorcerer Bar Jesus as close associate, was neither unusual nor stupid. He was just a simple man who showed how foolish man is in nature regardless of rank.
7절 하반절을 보시겠습니다.
The proconsul, an intelligent man, sent for Barnabas and Saul because he wanted to hear the word of God. At the rumor of Barnabas and Paul, proconsul Paulus was wise enough to ask them for the word of God.
한번 들여보려 할 정도로 지혜로운 측면도 지니고 있었습니다. 그러나 그것은
It was, however, not from his wisdom and spirit to fear God the greater. At that time, the Roman Empire was a polytheist society serving all kinds of gods, and Cyprus was not the exception. So he just wanted to hear from Barnabas and Paul about who God they were preaching as. Preaching was not out of his intellectual curiosity. Whatever the motive was come from, however, Barnabas and Paul was extremely excited about the rare chance they got to convey the word of God directly to the council. As long as they were sent for this mission by the Spirit, they were determined to exert their very best to proclaim God's word, weren't they? Unfortunately, however, an unexpected thing waited in ambush in front of them. But Elymas, the sorcerer, opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul from the faith. The ambush was the sorcerer Bar-Jesus. He had another name, Elymas. Elymas is a written form of a loan word from a Greek word, magus. Bar-Jesus called himself Elymas to show off his extraordinary ability as a sorcerer. This false prophet, Bar-Jesus, a sorcerer, told the proconsul not to believe in God's words from Barnabas and Paul. What the false is afraid of is the truth. There's no exception about it, all times and places. Diastrapho, used in the original version, means to distort. Every word and phrase of God's words were distorted by Bar-Jesus for the proconsul not to believe them. Why? The answer is simple. It was obvious that they, who had taken all the benefits near the proconsul as his trusted sorcerer, could jeopardize their prestigious crown.
얻을 수 있었던 자신의 위치가 위태로워질 것이 뻔했기 때문입니다. 총독의 측근이었던
Barjigis, who had been the closest aide to the proconsul, didn't love the proconsul and rather take advantage of him.
총독의 최측근으로 총독을 이용하기만 하는 사람이었습니다. 한마디로 아주
질이 나쁜 사람이었습니다. He was a wicked, ill-natured man. Verse 9 to 12 tell us what happened after. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Elymas and said, You are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. We will never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord. Now the hand of the Lord is against you. You are going to be blind, and for a time we will be unable to see the light of the sun. Immediately mist and darkness came over him, and he groped about, seeking someone to lead him by the hand. When the proconsul saw what had happened, he believed, for he was amazed at the teaching about the Lord. As soon as Paul rebuked Barjigis, saying, For a time you will be unable to see the light of the sun, he lost his eyesight. He, who was calling himself Jesus, suddenly groped about in the darkness, seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Witnessing this scene, the proconsul, couldn't believe, disbelieve in God's words. It was natural for the proconsul to become a wise believer of God beyond his intellectual curiosity that initially intrigued him. It was God's love that made Paul go to the proconsul, a total stranger to Paul, and did his best to let the proconsul listen to God's words. But it was God's justice that stopped the unrighteous false prophet not to harm the proconsul by blinding him. God's love and justice are two sides of the coin. It cannot be separate. The justice not based on God's love is nothing but violence, and the love that has nothing to do with the justice is just a narcotics. Another name of God's love is God's justice. And another side of God's justice is God's love. In this respect, Paul was a man who loved, who saved the proconsul from the bondage of the false prophet, and the man of justice who guarded the proconsul from the unrighteousness of the false prophet. It was possible for Paul because, according to verse 9, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. To be more specific, this abstract expression, Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit, means Paul was emphasized with God. Since he was occupied by him. So,
거짓 선지자의 거짓된 손 안에 갇혀 있는
did not his best to deliver God's words to the proconsul with all his heart without thinking that it was a time consuming since the proconsul was intrigued by God's words out of intellectual curiosity. Paul had the heart of loving God who wanted to save the soul of the proconsul from the hands of the false prophet, the sorcerer Bar-Jesus. At the same time, Paul blinded Bar-Jesus to neglect his scheme of distorting God's words to make the proconsul not believe in his words.
거짓 선지자의
It was because Paul had the heart of righteous God
정독을 지키시려는
who tried to neglect the unrighteousness of the false prophet.
그러나 바울은
However, Paul already knew that the other aspect of God's justice is God's love.
바울이
Paul had the heart of God who hates unrighteousness but loves who committed it. That's why God let Bar-Jesus lose his eyesight for a moment, not permanently.
그를 완전히 맹인으로 만들어버린 것이 아니라 얼마 동안만 해를 보지 못하게 했습니다. 그 불의한 거짓 선지자의 불의를 물리치시려는 하나님의
It was for God to accomplish his justice to neglect Bar-Jesus's unrighteousness and his love to save him at the same time.
하나님의 사랑을 동시에 이루기 위함이었습니다. 거짓 선지자 바 예수가 갑자기 시력을 잃고
Remember that the proconsul became a sincere believer of God when he witnessed that Bar-Jesus, who distorted God's words, lost his eyesight and looked for help. Then isn't it an easy guess that Bar-Jesus must have revered God more than any other people.
그 이후에 시력을 되찾은 뒤에 허황한 거짓된 선지자의 삶을
After bequitating his life as a false prophet, when he got his eyesight back,
두 말할 나위가 없지 않습니다. 여기에서 우리가 유의해야 할 것은 오늘 본문
What we shouldn't overlook is that the Bible starts calling Paul from the verse 9, Paul.
바울의 본래 이름은 사울입니다.
Paul's old name was Saul.
이스라엘 초대 왕의 이름이 사울.
Saul, a Hebrew name, was the name of the first king of Israel.
이스라엘과 같은
Saul was also from Benjamin tribe, like King Saul.
바울의 아버지가 바울을 낳은 뒤에
Accordingly, his parents named him Saul.
이름을 지어주었다고 하는 것은 자신의 아들이
Wishing their son to be a great person like King Saul.
자신의 이름에 걸맞게
Young Saul dreamt of being an influential person among Jews.
반면에 바울은
로마식
이름입니다.
Paul is a Roman name.
당시 로마 제국의
It was not strange for Paul to have two names.
로마식 이름을 동시에 가진 사람들이 많이 있었기에
Because quite a few people had two names, one in Hebrew and the other in Roman.
조금도 이상한 일이 아닙니다. 그런데
However, Acts chapter 9 keeps calling him Paul. Only after verse 9 says Saul, who was also called Paul.
그런데 오늘 본문에서 바울이라고 하는 사울이라고 그를 지칭한
It is the verging point that starts calling him Paul.
그를 바울이라고만 부릅니다. 이를테면 오늘 본문 9절이 바울이 더 이상 사울이 아니라 바울로 불리기 시작하는 분기점이 되는 것입니다. 그 이유가 대체 무엇이겠습니까?
What could be the reason?
바울이라는 단어는 작다는 뜻으로
Paul means little
단념하다는 의미의 동사
and is derived from Paul meaning to stop, to give up.
그렇다면 우리는 왜 성경이 유독 오늘 본문에서
Now we can realize why the Bible starts calling him Paul from the verse 9 of chapter 9.
바울이 자신을 사울로 여기고 자신을 사울 왕처럼 큰 사람
He could not be able to be filled with the Holy Spirit when he regarded himself as a great figure like King Saul.
다시 말씀드리면 그런 사람
With that attitude, he could not live with the heart of God and the feeling of God.
높고 높은 그의 마음 속에는
There must have been no place for the heart of God in his proud heart.
그러나 자신이
However,
큰 사람이라는 어리석은 생각을
He became filled the heart of God with the help of the Holy Spirit after stopping considering himself a great person and realizing that he was nothing but a dust before God.
하나님의 마음을 지니는 그리스도인이 될 수 있었습니다. 사울에서
Then Saul, who was also called Paul, was able to practice God's love and his justice to save both the proconsul and a false prophet named Bar-Jesus because God's heart was within him.
두 달여 전에 교보 생명
About 2 months ago
신창재 회장의 취재 기사가
A newspaper ran an interview article of the chairman of Kyobo Life 신창재
갑자기 교보 생명 대표
The first thing that he worried about before taking a chief position was an obstetrics and gynecology doctor was that what will this society miss if Kyobo Life is gone?
그 고민을 통해서 나온 것이
And the answer from that pondering
우리의 사명은 모든 사람이
The Kyobo people's vision Our mission is to help everyone so that they will not suffer from a setback due to the future adversary.
보험의 요체는 결국
In conclusion,
사랑과 정의이고
the chairman, Shin, state that After all, the main point of the insurance is love and justice, and for the moral management and corporate responsibility management.
모든 사람이 미래의 역경에서 좌절하지 않도록 기업이 사람을
For him, love is for a company, helping people not to suffer from a setback, and in order to make this happen, operating the company in a moral way and taking a full social responsibility is justice.
그리스도인인지 아닌지 알지 못합니다. 그러나 그분은 사랑과 정의는
He knew that love and justice are like the both sides of coin, which is inseparable, and made an effort to practice them.
그런 기업인들이, 그런 사람들이
If we have more business people like him, then how beautiful this society will turn out to be. In this world, there are a lot of people who speak of love.
정의를 외면하는 사람들이 많습니다.
But there are also a lot of people who are insensitive toward justice. Justice without love cannot change this world. A lot of people emphasize justice, but neglect another name of justice, love. If justice without love is
stressed,
then it will only divide people and cannot unify the society and people. Today is the fourth week of the Advent, which commemorates Jesus Christ coming into this world 2,000 years ago and saved us from the sin and death. The Lord counter-questioned Philip, who asked him to show the Father that anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? And said that the Father is in him and he's in the Father. And this is possible because the Lord has the Father's heart. Furthermore, this Lord said in John chapter 14, before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see. Because I live, you also will live. In that day, you will realize that I am in you. On that day means from Lord's passion and rose from the dead, ascending into heaven to Holy Spirit coming. When we are possessed, the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the Father will be in us, and we will stay in the Lord. In other words, we have the Father's heart in the name of Lord. It will be impossible with our own strength and power. However, through the light of Holy Ghost, we can live by God's heart in Jesus Christ. Now let's think about ourselves. If I am gone in this world, what kind of person do you want this world to miss? Don't you want people to miss the fact that they can no longer meet anyone who have God's heart in this world? If our church is gone, what kind of the church do you want the world to miss?
하나님의 사랑과 하나님의 정의를
Don't you want the world to miss the church because they no longer can experience the church with true love and justice?
그렇다면 우리 모두
If it is so,
우리 가운데 임해 계시는
Let's reflect ourselves from the light of Holy Spirit who is within us. We consider ourselves as the big figure, but wouldn't the truth be that we are just little as dust? Let's stop ourselves from a foolish thought of considering us as the big figure and be the little Paul. Let's only dwell within Jesus Christ who paid for our debts and live only by the words and praying under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. They will also have the Father of God's heart and will be Christians who are fulfilled with the Holy Ghost, blooming the love and justice. Because the Lord who came into this world 2,000 years ago is in the Father God, and God is in the Lord. Let's pray.
대림절 넷째 주일을 맞아
Thank you for shining lights on us through the Holy Spirit and letting us to face the truth about ourselves on this fourth week of the Advent. Please forgive us for our arrogance of the false believing of considering ourselves as the big figure. By the light of the Holy Spirit, let us be little Paul who dwelled in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ who possesses God the Father's heart, let us also have God the Father's heart and live by God the Father's heart. Let us love others with God the Father's love, which is accompanied by God the Father's justice,
so that our love will not be a poisonous drug that ruin others in this world.
Let us fight against injustice with God the Father's justice with the foundation on God's love, so that our justice will not conclude division of people and violence. Let us live and always enjoy the life anywhere that lives with God the Father's heart, dwelling with the happiness of life from the fulfilled Holy Spirit. Let us be Christians and church to be missed by people when we took off, for that they no longer can see, meet, and go to church that dwells with God's love and justice. Let us remain in the Lord and pray in Jesus Christ's name, who is in us.
Amen.
Amen.